Since human trafficking is the one issue of our day that all of us contribute to, we all have some personal responsibility to address it. Now, if you haven't taken the assessment and you want to see just a little bit about what your footprint is in human trafficking, then I'd encourage you to go and take the assessment available at slaveryfootprint.org and answer the questions so that you can begin to understand what your contribution is. Now, as far as personal responsibility for labor trafficking, I believe every one of us who lives and functions in this modern world of slavery must respond with personal action and taking that seriously. It is up to each of us to participate in solving the problems that contribute to human trafficking that are done by either our omission or commission. So one of the particular books that I ran across early on that helped me to frame this in a way that I could begin to understand is a book by Julie Clausen called Everyday Justice. You can find her website at everydayjustice.net. And she also has a website by her same name, Julie Clausen, C-L-A-W-S-O-N as well. There's more information there about specific products that you purchase and the interaction of labor trafficking. And the idea is that we must know our supply chains of our goods and services if we want to know if they're monitored for exploitation and trafficking. And just to begin that journey of knowing you can be a smarter buyer for just about every product that you need. There are several blogs on the website tommygrover.com that encourages you to answer those questions and to assess where you're purchasing your goods and service from. So I'd encourage you to go to that website, tommygrover.com, and look at the blogs. Just scroll down and you'll see that there are several there. So it will help you to explore terms when you go to Julie Clausen's Everyday Justice, like farmer exchange, fair trade, direct trade, as well as slave free. Not any one of those mechanisms of trade is a fail-proof way of knowing that products are without exploitation, but it's a good start to at least know the lingo and to get started in assessing how you can make changes. You can learn more about how well companies are doing when you purchase from them to be sure you can check their supply chain and know that there are organizations and entities out there that are trying to help us to be better shoppers. Just a couple of those, betterworldshopper.org, that's all together, betterworldshopper.org, and free2work, which is the word free, the number two, and the word work.org. For some products on the global supply chain, they're established these systems to check for exploitation and allow you to know something more about your products. And then if you want to purchase from organizations that provide an endpoint for goods and services coming from around the world, and you want to purchase more specifically from organizations that are working with people that have been rescued or who are highly vulnerable, then I would encourage you to go and look at tradeasone.org. That's T-R-A-D-E as A-S-1-O-N-E, tradeasone.org. And look for ways that you can purchase actual materials and items that come from around the world and are used to help people to stay out of the vulnerable situations that they were in. Again, you want to read the blog or interact with the materials, I encourage you to go to tommygrover.com, look at the blog posts there, scroll down, and you can see many posts on how to become a more savvy consumer in this world of exploitation.